other kingdom of heaven is at hand. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved.
As you're coasting on your coaster, that devil's gonna make you like a pot of bone turkey.
Those of you that don't accept Christ as a black man, you're gonna be put to death by the Lord.
Hallelujah! Glory be to God! Hallelujah! Glory be to God! Hallelujah! There is no God! Hallelujah!
God! God is coming! Soon! Jesus! He's coming, Jesus! God is coming, God. God is coming, God.
I am the Lord God of Abraham.
Jesus!
Below, they preach and pray. Up above, the Colossus of Marky Mark on a billboard at 43rd Street and 7th Avenue towers over us tiny ants scurrying through Times Square. He demands that we buy Calvin Klein jeans or underwear. Marky Mark is like Apollo. He stands astride this square's eastern gate, projecting an image of human physical perfection. He has power over us. He knows that we carry an ancient memory of times ages ago when any human likeness this large was a representation of the deity.
Why does everyone hate a street preacher who preaches truth for free for your benefit?
I wish I could fire up a time travel machine and transport to Times Square an ordinary Joe from Nebuchadnezzar's day and place him in the middle of this temple to consumerism, pornography, and the secular life. I imagine he would be frightened and awed by the sight of these huge and radiant images all around, but I have no doubt he would take the picture of Marky Mark with his drawers pulled down and Kate Moss, her hand poised on the elastic of his underpants, as God and Goddess, and pay them their obeisant due. His prayer would be one more voice in a chorus of zealots. Why is it that Times Square is a mecca for modern-day religious pilgrims who come to this place to inquire into the nature of God, to argue, to pray, to convert? I know something persistent and powerful drew me there to discover the gods of Times Square.
I give you gospel play, sir. I give you gospel play.
What is it?
It's a gospel play. It tells about Jesus Christ and how he died and rose again.
What group do you belong to?
I don't belong to any group. I'm just saved. God sent me up here to preach the word of God and give out gospel plays.
Now, where have you come from?
North Carolina.
And how come you came to Times Square?
This is just where I felt led to God and had me to come.
So God told you to come to Times Square?
Yeah.
I see.
I give you gospel track, Jesus bless
you. Oh, thank you very much.
Thank you. I give you gospel track, man.
Catch you later.
All right. I give you gospel track, man.
In all four directions, Times Square vaults skyward, forming a natural cathedral-like structure. To the north and south are the huge buildings number 1 and number 2 Times Square. Number 2 Times Square at 47th Street is the cathedral's entrance, a wall of neon affixed to the outside of the Renaissance Hotel. 5 blocks south, number 1 Times Square, is the spire and altar, the place where hundreds of thousands of boozy supplicants gaze skyward to view the falling ball, which denotes the first instant of another new year and counting since the birth of Jesus. The celestial lights of this place of worship are not stained glass, but the primary colors of neon. They radiate a pulsing, buzzing force field, holding its congregants in thrall. Within the grand cathedral that is Times Square, there are smaller chapels where turf is staked out by believers who either preach on their own or as part of a group.
Television is really television. You'll have a lot of time in hell to think about the Dave Letterman show. You'll have a lot of time in hell. You'll have eternity in hell.
The most persistent and visible of these groups has appropriated the corner of 43rd Street and 7th Avenue in front of the old Nathan's restaurant.
God's got a final say on this.
The Pope is
that
a liar.
They will have their part in the lake of fire.
The Pope is a false prophet.
A half dozen preachers pass the bullhorn in front of a long table draped with gruesome pictures of botched abortions.
America is not a Christian country. If it was, there'd be no bars, there'd be no liquor stores, there'd be no abortion clinics, there'd be no homosexual parades in California, in New York, in Chicago, in Washington, in Edmonton.
Hey, how you doing? Are you guys going to be out here in the middle of the winter? Every day?
The beginning, the middle, and the end of the winter.
Every day?
Every day, as usual.
Yeah. Preaching the word, right?
Preaching the word, yeah.
You guys are dedicated.
Oh, thank you.
What do you do for money?
I work for the government, post office.
When do you work?
From the 7 to 3:30.
And then you come out here and preach?
Yeah, my lunch hour and now, yeah.
There are so many different gods out there for men. A Hindu god, a Muslim god, a Christian god, a black god, a white god, an Indian god, a Chinese god.
How many gods do you think are out here in Times Square?
Well, you got the god of money, you got the god of sex, you got the god of adultery, the god of crack. I remember in the 60s when they used to write Eric Clapton is God. Eric Clapton, the singer for Cream, and now he's on his own.
Now, the Beatles said they were bigger than Jesus Christ.
And the Beatles, John Lennon said that the Beatles are more popular than Jesus Christ.
Who was the first Beatle to die?
But the first Beatle to die was John Lennon. And the Beatles, just before they broke up, they said, all you need is love. But what happened to the love in the Beatles group? We learned that the Beatles, just before they broke up, they started hating each other. But I believe the reason why they're so much hatred.
Hallelujah! Ladies and gentlemen, God's judgment day is coming. Repent, repent, repent. God wants you to repent.
Over on 44th Street and Broadway, the prophets of doom. A Korean husband and wife preaching team stand on the corner proclaiming the imminent return of Jesus. The husband holds a large cardboard sign of a barcode with the numbers 666, the mark of the beast, underneath it. These symbols, they say, will appear on the backs of the hands of the ungodly at the time of Armageddon.
666! 666!
I saw you 2 years ago at the Democratic convention. You said the world was going to end October 28th.
Yeah, October 28th, I'm telling you.
October 28th, 1992.
Yeah. Hallelujah, yeah.
But it didn't happen.
No, no. Jesus came already in the heaven.
In the air.
Jesus came in the air, heaven.
Already. But you don't see. You don't see. But
I heard your group sold all their property, took their kids out of school, went back to Korea. Sold everything.
All over the world, October 28.
But it didn't happen.
Yeah,
a few people saw. Not many people. Only a few people. Okay? Okay? Hello? You must believe in Jesus. Hallelujah. 666.
Even in the face of false prophecy, their belief system remains unshaken. Across the street from the Koreans, a different kind of prophecy.
Read! They shall surely be put to death! You shall be put to death, you so-called white men, and you black men too. The scripture tells you to stop following this white man! Come out from amongst him!
By far the loudest and most strident voices to echo off the walls of the Times Square Cathedral are those of the Hebrew Israelites. Clothed in homemade biblical garments, leather and metal studded, they resemble Old Testament warriors. They stand on a podium amidst large wooden stars of David and written messages proclaiming that the fall of the white man will be engineered by a vengeful black Jesus. They read Bible scripture in the urgent tones of an angry town crier. They claim they are the original and only Jews. Most of those passing, white and black, quicken their pace. On one oppressive summer day, a Hebrew Israelite calls me over and tells me to start recording.
Get ready, white boy. Next.
You next.
George Bush, Bill Clinton, Ronald Reagan, Margaret Thatcher, all you white people, get ready for war. We're coming for you white boys. You white boys, Ku Klux Klan, get ready for war. We're coming for you white boys. Negroes are the real Jews. Get ready for war, white boy. You next. You want to get on your knees right now? Well, then get the hell out of here, then.
I won't get on my knees, but another man does, skinny and pale. He voluntarily lays on the pavement as two Hebrew Israelites each place a combat booted foot on his back while a third preaches.
You so-called white men, you had over 400 years to extend your hand to the world and to share this kingdom with everybody, but you wasn't meant to do that. You were set up to be the devil on earth. I take my hat off to you. You've done a good job. You've done a good, excellent job of being evil and wicked and perverse and deceiving and deceptive. Love is going to be brought here by Christ when he destroys you and puts you in slavery. That's the love that Christ is talking about.
Through it all, the white man remains on the ground, boots on his back. After about 10 minutes, the Hebrew Israelites lift their feet and command this martyr to crawl away.
Sir, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Tell me about your experience right then and there, okay? When you were laying down on the ground.
For me, it's like, I'm just not going to hate anybody. It's beyond me. I just like the hatred and the rage because it's just not a good thing. I mean, I can't see why people have to hate.
What are your religious beliefs?
I have no real... I just believe in God. I have no fundamental religion, you know?
What is your work? What do you do in life?
I'm unemployed at the moment, so I don't have a job, so.
Need a quarter?
Ain't nothing in there.
There you go. That's all I got, guy. I'm sorry. But I just say that, you know, I've got to forgive them. People want to hate me because of what my forefathers did, and so be it. If they want to take my life, let them, if it makes them feel better. But I'll just ask God for forgiveness. I'll see you later.
Coming Jesus soon for judgment. When you don't repent, you go in hell and fire. Judgment day is coming soon, judgment day. You must repent.
I'm Jewish though.
It's your problem.
Hi. Hi. Have you read this book? Dianetics is a good book, you know?
Outside the Church of Scientology on 46th Street, a young, heavy-set man stands beside a table of books. It's hot and smoggy, but this man in full business suit does not sweat.
Dianetics will improve you. Dianetics gets rid of problems of unwanted things about yourself.
And what's been your own experience?
Well, Dianetics has improved my ability to communicate with people, my self-confidence, and my certainty.
Your level of certainty in your life?
Yeah, I'm certain about everything.
You certain about everything now?
About everything that I know.
What are you not certain about?
What I don't know.
What don't you know?
I don't know what I don't know, and I know what I know.
He's our best book salesman.
I heard an old, old story, how the Savior came from glory, my Savior.
I don't want to say it, but you met a wandering dervish.
Religion in Times Square, please. We don't need religion, we need truth and love. Alhamdulillah. May the blessings of the creator of the universe be bestowed upon everybody in Times Square.
God says, killers, go to hell!
At Times Square's northern extreme, a bearded, wild-eyed Old Testament oracle rants.
You've got to think of this before you kill your very own baby!
His Bible in hand, he gathers all his energy, pauses, then spews a sheet of sound which thunders through Times Square, glancing off skyscrapers and billboards and sending people scattering in all directions.
Abortionists! Why did not your mother kill you?
Is he out of his mind?
What do you think?
I don't know, sort of. He's not normal.
homosexuals! God gave you AIDS! God says homosexuals are to be put to death! Leviticus 20:13!
I think a homosexual experience would do you a world of good.
You make it a carnival! Homosexuals, Philim, Sodom, and Gomorrah! Look at them! The filth, the scum of the earth! That's why God kills you idiots with AIDS! God is not moved!
47th and Broadway. A Salvation Army brass band plays below a clothing advertisement that shows two young, good-looking men in an embrace.
Do you realize you people are playing in the shadow of a billboard advertising homosexuality? See that up there?
Yeah.
The Benetton ad. That's two guys intended to be in an amorous relationship. What do you guys think about that?
What do I think about that? I don't agree with it.
You know, why would God have created homosexuals in his grand plan?
God didn't create homosexuality.
You don't think so?
I believe man created homosexuality.
But didn't God create man?
Yeah.
So God sort of knew it was going to happen. If God knows everything, God knew it was going to happen.
That's the sin of the world.
Maybe everything's okay with God, you know? Maybe everything that happens is okay with God. There's like nothing wrong, you know?
No, I don't think so.
But what if we had a vision of a positive God that tolerated everything, that was compassionate and didn't really have a problem with, well, you know, what humans want to do?
Actually, I think we do have a God who is very tolerant of us. He's so tolerant, he hasn't destroyed the earth for what we do.
Destruction, apocalypse. After more than a year in Times Square, the doomsday rhetoric and self-righteousness fuse with the unending sensory overload of this place. At times, it seems to me like a roaring, swirling Tower of Babel, and nobody hears each other, and nobody wants to listen. A microcosm of the religious wars that have plagued humanity throughout time.
Okay. If they died as a Buddhist, they died in their sins. I believe if they died as a Hindu, they died in their sins.
I believe half of the Buddhists died before the red flag. See, nothing to worry about. Nothing to worry about. I believe we're going to die before.
Jesus don't like
people
with long
names.
You are homosexual! You are no match for God!
Out of this whirlwind, this tornado of intolerance, is spit a man, carefully dressed and serious, tall and bearded. His hat says, "I love Jesus." His shirt is a picture of Malcolm X.
I don't think Christ would talk like that.
The man tells me he used to preach in the square, but had to stop. He seems unnerved, traumatized by all the divisiveness, a casualty of religion in Times Square.
Too much arguing and too much debating and too much arguing.
Uh-huh.
Too much debating. I don't feel that Jesus did. I don't feel Jesus Christ did all that. When I read the Bible, I don't think Jesus. I don't see nowhere in the Bible where Jesus Christ did that.
Did what?
Forced people to believe in him. Christ wants us to reason. Christ wants his people to reason together, not standing and arguing about the color of a person's skin. Not standing and debating, cursing, carrying and fighting, hitting, punch. That's not the way Christ would act.
This is Richard Sandler.